AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is saluting Americans who landed on the beaches of Normandy, France, 75 years ago today. He spoke at the American Cemetery near Omaha Beach to mark the anniversary of D-Day.
At the American Military Cemetery overlooking Omaha Beach, a tribute to those who helped end Nazi Germany's grip on Europe, starting in the blood-red waters off the French coast.
These men ran through the fires of hell.
Solemn praise from President Trump and Allied leaders like Francis Emmanuel Macron.
On behalf of my nation, I just want to say thank you.
D-Day survivors were among those gathered where some 9,400 of their comrades are buried, some saying it's likely the last time they'll return to Normandy. I'm Sagar Meghani.
On Monday, President Trump's 5% tax on imports from Mexico kicks in. He's trying to force Mexico to do more to stop immigrants from coming across the border into the United States. This morning, he said this.
Told Mexico the tariffs go on, and I mean it too, and I'm very happy with it. And a lot of people, senators included, they have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to tariffs. They have no, absolutely no idea.
Talks are underway in Washington now to try to work something out. At least 20 West Point cadets have been involved in some sort of accident involving a carrier vehicle. It happened in an area where cadet summer training takes place, according to West Point. No details yet and no firm word on any injuries. A new study from Swedish researchers finds that when you feel stress, your dog feels it too. The study author says dogs that play more seem to be less stressed, so she says just be with your dog and have fun. This is AP Radio News. A nurse in Germany convicted of murdering more than 80 patients is going to prison for life. AP correspondent David Rising reports from Berlin.
The German nurse, Niels Hugel, was convicted of 85 counts of murder. The 42-year-old nurse had confessed during his 7-month trial to trying to bring about cardiac arrests in patients of his over a period of years in the early 2000s. He liked to bring them into cardiac arrest so that he could try to bring them back. And occasionally he succeeded in that, but in at least 85 cases he was not able to.
Prosecutors note that many of his victims were not terminally ill. Here at home, regulators are urging food makers to be more consistent with labeling terms like Best Buy and Enjoy Buy that cause confusion. They're trying to prevent people from prematurely tossing products, which they say adds to the mountains and mountains of food that goes to waste every year in this country. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.